Penguin Random House Audio presents The New Case for Gold. This is the author, James Rickards. To my mother, Sally Rickards, who taught me something more valuable than gold, love. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made from a single pearl, and the street of the city was of pure gold, transparent as glass. Revelation chapter 21, verse 21. Introduction. Gold is a barbarous relic. How many times have you heard this saying before? If, like me, you write and speak publicly about gold, you've heard it 1,000 times. It is part of a well-rehearsed litany of those with complete confidence in paper money and no confidence in gold. As soon as anyone utters a kind word for gold, out comes this robo-response of the good and great fans of fiat. The anti-gold reflex is intergenerational. Among the older generation are PhDs who came of age in the wake of famous gold bashers such as Milton Friedman. This generation includes Paul Krugman, Barry Eichengreen, Nouriel Roubini, Martin Feldstein, and others who cover the ideological spectrum from left to right. Friedman's other theoretical contributions are mostly obsolete. It turns out that floating exchange rates are suboptimal and money velocity is not stable. Yet that has done nothing to tarnish how his acolytes perceive gold. These anti-gold giants are now joined by a younger generation, educated or miseducated, to believe that gold has no place in a monetary system. This group includes prominent bloggers and commentators such as Barry Ritholtz, Matt O'Brien, Dagan McDowell, and Joe Weisenthal. The anti-gold crowd does not care.